home of the stars, through the airwaves and on the big screen. Live from Hollywood, it's Rated LGBT Radio with your hosts, Garrett Miller and Rob Watson.
Whoa, we're here for another Thursday night. I'm Rob.
I'm Garrett. Woo!
And we actually made it onto the air this time.
You know, it's 3 months into this new thing that we're doing, and we finally get the show right for the first time. How's that for, you know?
There you go.
You know, yeah.
Now we just have to get the rest of the hour right, and then we'll be home free.
Oh, no. Nobody told me we're going to have to talk for an hour. That's not – no. That's not going to work.
Oh,
what if
okay.
This is talk radio?
I know. Well, you could always sing. Yeah. Hey, you know what? I have to tell you, I was driving to work. I have a new job and I've got a commute, so I am tied to my iPod. And I actually love it when different songs of yours come on my iPod because they are so uplifting. And well, some of them are. Some of them are just fun. But some of them are just, you know, I get like nuances of inspiration. And I was listening to your song, I Am. And I don't know if you've ever thought of this, but I would love to hear somebody do a mix of that and turn it into like some big disco thing. I think it would be phenomenal if something like that happened.
Well, Rob, can I just say that Blonde Jesus likes to make your wishes come true. So I can tell you this before we bring our VIP special guest star, Greg Archer, on the line. He'll be calling in a couple of minutes. It's the royal we, meaning I'm in the process of getting three songs from the album mixed. And this summer I'm putting out, I say this summer, it sounds like that's so far away. It's really 2 months away, folks. I'm going to be putting out a remix album called Blonde Jesus. I'm all mixed up. And we're going to have the Sweat and Testify, which is the new single. We'll talk about that a little bit later. We'll have a remix of Blonde Jesus, and then we'll have a remix of I Am. Now, how it's getting mixed, I don't know, because I send it off to my remixer. He's in the Netherlands, and then he sends me kind of a clip and says, is this kind of what you're thinking? And so we're in the process of having it sent and waiting for him to start work on it. But I've tried to make sure to let them know I would like it to have certain elements when the remix process takes place. So when it comes back, I go like, that is really cool. That'll be the goal. Cause yeah, I love the song as it is, but I would love it to be, you know, like you said, a disco dance anthem.
No. Yeah. It's, I'm actually absolutely thrilled at all of those because they're all great. And Sweat and Testify already makes you want to raise the roof. I can't even imagine it souped up. It'll be phenomenal.
Well, here's a little secret for you. The Sweat and Testify remix, that is actually going to be the official single that's released. So that will be showing up this week. I think it's going to show up tomorrow on iTunes. So everybody go check, check Garrett Miller because it's going to pull everything up. But you'll find Sweat and Testify on iTunes starting tomorrow. And that'll be, you know, the single. And that's, you know, the 99 cents. And so Papa needs a new pair of shoes and he wants to make more music. I need you to go buy it. So, you know, just do that and get a medium coffee instead of a big coffee, you know, for your morning. And my day would be so happy.
I can't believe that. You just made two of my wishes come true. Okay, I'm going to try this one more time. I really want $1 million.
Well, Blonde Jesus likes to make $1 million dreams come true, Rob. So let me see what I can do for that.
Okay. Now, if we get off the air and I have $1 million sitting in my bank account, you will have such a real believer. I can't even tell you. But
the Sweat and Testify, I put it out. I just kind of snuck it out onto SoundCloud last week, and I didn't really say anything. I just kind of wanted to see what was going to happen. And in the last week, you know, God bless America and everybody who's listening, but just that song alone has had over 301,000 listens on SoundCloud. And my SoundCloud has blown up. I've had close to 700,000 people listen to my music in the last week. So something's happening. I'm grateful, but it is absolutely going crazy. It just hit Spotify today. I'm told that it's going to be added to some of the big playlists. So we'll see how that plays out. But Sweat and Testify, the remix, it is nothing like the original. So if you love the original, this is going to be a shocker for your system. But it's going to be one of those that if you like it, you're going to love it. Now, the radio stations that are adding it right now are going nuts because they're saying, you know, it's something that's fresh, it's hip, it's new. But they're also saying it doesn't sound like everything else that sounds like everything else that's on the radio today. So If you're used to listening to like Kiss FM or, you know, top 40 hits, and you're hearing all the, you know, same old Justin Bieber, One Direction music, which is great. This will not sound like this. And I will hope that you have the same reaction that the other stations have. It's like, oh my God, this is great. Cause got everywhere they're adding it. I've got a station in Michigan that added it this last week, and it got such a great response. It's on power rotation every 45 minutes. Got another station out of Las Vegas that's doing the same thing. So it's really exciting when I get the feedback from folks.
Oh my God. I am seriously excited for you. This is really,
it's
cool.
Great. I'm so happy, but we can talk about all of that later on, because right now I would love to bring on our dear friend, and it's both of our friends. We share this friend in common. Yeah. Mr. Greg Archer is returning to the show. Greg, how are you, my friend?
I'm evolving beautifully. How are you?
I'm a little jealous that you're in, I think you're probably in the Palm Springs area now. Am I hearing things correctly?
You are hearing and sensing things correctly. Yes, you are.
Yes.
Good evening. Good evening, both of you. How
good
are
evening.
You both?
Very good. And Greg, if you want to make a wish on Garrett, it's the night to do that. He is granting them, just letting you know.
And just, you know, whatever you want, Greg. We can make it happen.
Yeah, free info.
Wow. Do I just get one wish, or can I wish for three wishes?
Well, I went for three, and the third one, I have to tell you, is a little dodgy. So I think you're guaranteed for two.
Okay, two wishes. Well, the first wish would be to have the country experience a beautiful, immeasurable state of grace of some kind of ness. Would be cool. It's kind of kooky out there. So that would be awesome.
Okay.
And otherwise, you know, 2.5 million tax-free dollars under grace would be really good, too.
Okay.
Very good. They just said the show, The You and the Me, is going to be made into a feature film. Was that one of the wishes?
Number three would be that The You and the Me is indeed moving forward, as it already is, and it becomes a really great series on a really cool media outlet or cable network. So that is that's kind of moving forward in that direction. So here's to that.
There you go. So
there we go.
Going?
I love it. Yeah.
How's the show?
The show's great. It's good. There's two more episodes that are coming up in the next few weeks, and they're the last two episodes of the first season. We have the second season all mapped out, and I think it's, you know, evolved really, really nicely. It's been really great to get all the feedback, and really great to connect with, you know, certain people in and out of the industry and just kind of get things rolling around. So, it's exciting. Yeah, it's exciting. I'm really excited to see where things go from here. So,
you guys are so good. And we really should backtrack a little bit and have you tell our listeners, because I know they listen every week and we have, you know, a couple million and all that sort of stuff. But just in case we have a few that aren't familiar with it, you know, tell us a little bit of background on the show.
Right. Well, The You and the Me is a comedic web series, LGBT themes. It's about two gay men who are, you know, become unlikely friends. One of them is a spiritual junkie, the other is an atheist, and the spiritual junkie gets assigned to work with his old colleague/friend from another town who is the atheist. And so it's kind of, it basically unfolds from there, you know, do they collaborate? Will they collaborate? What, you know, like, why should they collaborate? And a bunch of, you know, cast of interesting characters come in to it as well. From, you know, a kind of oddly grounded pyramidologist guru lady to a go-go dancing Christian cross-wearing king to what we like to call a sanctimonious gay who loves kombucha and makes his own deodorant to a very, you know, kind of sexy, young, hot Jewish guy. So there's a lot fun stuff going on, but most of the banter takes place between the characters Jeff and Greg, which are loosely based on, you know, me and my colleague slash creative partner, Jeff Dunnell. So that's kind of the gist of it. But, you know, where it all started was when I was doing red carpet events and other events, you know, for certain things in the Bay Area and Hollywood. Jeff and I would go film these things, and we'd often sit beforehand and afterhand and have these really kind of neat conversations, and they became enhanced, as conversations do when you're kind of relaxed and maybe have a Cosmo or two. And I felt something there, you know, because we're both very creative, and there was something there. We were almost like writing this kind of funny dialogue based on exaggerated versions of what we both felt or both thought. And so I started pressing record on my voice memo, and I don't know, like months later, you know, we had all this material, and so I transcribed them, and Jeff kind of took it and weaved some amazing things into it. We were going to, you know, kind of pitch it as a regular series, and I think when things started happening with my book last year, or just the timing was kind of interesting, funky, whatever, so we thought, why don't we do it as a web series and see what happens from there. And I'm glad we did, because I think it really, really works. We're so, in this culture, married to our screens, whatever screen that is. We have such a relationship with it, the phone screen, the tablet, the computer screen. And so the conversations that these two friends have through the screen are, you know, they become very, obviously, as you've seen it, very animated, very fun, and lends itself to some really good comedy. So, yeah, so that's a very long answer, but thorough, I thought. Very thorough.
No, very, very, A plus on the thorough. Yeah, no, I think the chemistry you guys have is really terrific and fun. And I think somebody once referred to it as like the odd couple for the new millennium, but, you know, whatever. But, you know, it's it really is a cool concept, and you guys are just, is this fun to watch you?
Oh, thanks. Yeah, thanks. Some recent reviewer called us the Gilmore Boys, and I thought, okay, I like that. And they like that. And I'm okay with being the older one. It's okay. I'm all right with that. I can step into it.
Oh, that's too funny.
Yeah, so, Greg, since you got finished wrapping up the You and the Me, which is now on YouTube, and everybody can actually see that, we have a link on the show page where you just click the word series on tonight. Our guest is Greg Archer of the web series, The You and the Me. You click the word series and it takes you right to YouTube. You can watch all the episodes that are out there. You have been on another journey of sorts. What have you been up to in the last few weeks? Because I see these posts on Facebook and I'm going, what the heck is happening with Greg? I haven't had a offline 411 with him in ages. So I need to get caught up. What's going on in your world?
Wow, that's a very deep question. How do I answer that? So, well, I moved to Palm Springs about a month ago, and I took on a position as one of the senior editors at Palm Springs Life magazine, which is a very wonderful monthly glossy lifestyle magazine here with all sorts of other publications that they do. So it's very, very interesting, very fun, and very illuminating. There's so much going on in Palm Springs, so much, like all year round. Even in summer, people would not really know that, I think. I think maybe Palm Springs, you kind of escape, you don't go to in summer, but there's so much going on. I got here right when Modernism Week was happening. Tennis, the BNP tennis tournament is going on right now, which is like a huge thing. There's also a food and wine festival coming up in early April. It's going to be kind of packed here. There's the food and wine. There's the white party at the end of the month. There's the Dyna, which I found out it is the biggest lesbian event in the world, I believe, and you don't have to be a lesbian to attend some of the things there. I thought that was very nice. So,
FYI. I actually have a story about that, but yeah.
FYI. But yeah, so I've been really acclimating. You know, I kind of landed I kind of put out into the universe the week I got here. I'm like, let's find a place by the end of the week. And, you know, I met an interesting individual at an art gallery, and who actually was really amazing because he was this, well, he still is, really like staunch Linda Carter devotee. I mean, he's like a huge, huge fan. And so his neighbors were looking for somebody who wanted to sublet or something like that. And so a few days later after the art opening gallery, I went to this guy's house and saw his bedroom, not in the way you think. But the bedroom was this shrine to Linda Carter. And I thought that was really like great material. It's like this, thank you, universe. What a very eclectic neighbor. I mean, framed posters, framed, you know, articles, a mannequin in the corner with, you know, it just was very, very illuminating. So I've been meeting very interesting folks. The fella that I'm subletting from used to work for Aaron Spelling and did a whole bunch of things there. So, you know, very interesting stories about Hollywood in the 70s, 80s, and 90s. That's sort of it very loosely, but it's been an interesting, fascinating time getting adjusted to this wonderful new place. So much happening.
Very fun.
Come out.
I actually went
Have
to
you
high
dried
school.
Out?
Say that again?
I
went to
high out with the hot temperatures.
You go. Go, Garrett.
You dried out in the desert?
Yes. Have you dried out?
Oh, have I dried out? From, you mean being in Chicago all winter?
Yeah. Have you, like, thawed?
Yeah, I thawed. Well, it was like 92 today. I think it's still about 90, and it's pleasant and amazing, and the sun shines. So, yeah, you thaw out. It's great. And I have this great view from where I'm living, and, in between, kind of getting info out on the you and the me and diving into this new book I'm doing, I'm just really digging the vibe here. Yeah, there's a lot of creativity here, a lot of creativity going on, a lot of philanthropy too, which is what I appreciate. Yeah, so much.
What is the book, or can you talk about that yet?
Yeah, I can. The book is about my time on Maui last year. I spent like 90 days on Maui, and it's sort of it's another memoir. In a little lighter, obviously, than the last one, which, you know, where I was uncovering my Polish family surviving Stalin and how to make sense of that, which, you know, I tried to make funny, but you can only make Stalin funny so much before it gets kind of like, can you pass me a cocktail? This is really getting deep. But so it's about the underlying themes are about home and place. You know, what is that? Why is it important? And but it takes place on Maui with an interesting cast of characters. It's the memoir, so it's all very real, and with a little bit of spiritual bent. I would say it's kind of an eat, pray, love, but maybe not as cloying.
Very fun. Yeah, I haven't heard of a Stalin-like character on Maui. So yeah, I can see how you would depart from the theme there.
Yeah, it's important. I mean, when you uncover your Polish family's haunting history, you've got to do something light after that. Jeez.
Yeah, definitely. Although I have a feeling something is going to come out of your stay in Palm Springs, because it is definitely a place of character. The thing I was saying before is I actually went to high school in Palm Springs. So
Did you really?
I did. I was the big deal in theater in Palm Springs High School in my day. But
wow.
Yeah.
So you were actually in the Palm Springs High School.
I was in the Palm Springs High School. And let me tell you, as a teenager, Palm Springs is a whole different place than what you get as an adult. It is a small town and unfortunately not all that terribly exciting.
Yeah, I can understand that. You know, your hormones are raging and there's so much going on and, internally, and you want to, yeah, I can see that. This is a very small town, but it's a big small town. It's very interesting, and I'm kind of getting the feel of it. Everyone seems to be separated from everyone, like maybe like 2 or 3 degrees. It's curious, very curious.
Well, I was going to withhold mentioning this part, but because I went to high school there and I was in the closet, because you mentioned hormones raging, mine were definitely back in the back closet beneath the hangers. I avoided Palm Springs and the LGBT aspect of it for years after that because of the sort of like when you're in a closet someplace, you don't really want to go back there and be out. It's sort of a weird dynamic. So I finally worked up the nerve to do that and to go to Palm Springs and, you know, do, you know, a gay weekend in Palm Springs. My big luck, and you've already mentioned it before, I picked Dinosaur Weekend. And not to be contrary, but Palm Springs is not gay on Dinosaur Weekend. It is full out lesbian. So that was my out weekend in Palm Springs with all my lesbian girlfriends.
Yeah, well, you were a part of at least an extension of the estrogen parade, which, you know, can be an okay thing. Yeah. Right?
That was it.
Yeah, wow. You know, I'm going to check it out. Leia DeLaria is going to be here, and she's from Orange is the New Black. She's doing some comedy and some singing. She's like this jazz singer. Who knew? So she'll be here, and some other amazing performers as well. So it's going to be quite a weekend. So.
It is exciting to hear of the whole renaissance there. I mean, it's gone through phases, the Palm Springs culture, and I think the really emergence of kind of the gay scene there, the LGBT scene, has enhanced a lot of the artistic aspects of it that were really not there when I was there, to be honest.
Yeah, it's one of the quote unquote gayest cities in America. I think it's more LGBT centric than San Francisco. There's so much here, which is great. I mean, in a lot of ways, I mean, like personally, I mean, like selfishly right now, because I mean, everyone I'm meeting is, I'm connecting with, we happen to start talking about the web series and it's like, okay, that's great. It's like, you know, it's good to get the word out. And we've been really, fortunate with that. So, yeah, you're right. It's evolved quite a bit over the last 10 years, especially. It's quite remarkable to see, you know.
The one thing that was a shock for me going back over the years was they have literally changed the ecosystem down there with, I mean, when I was there, so much of the core of the town was, you know, deserty fields. And I went back and these deserty fields have turned into rolling lawns and huge fountains, and it's almost a scientific wonder in that aspect.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, I'm so, I don't know, spiritually bent or wired, I'm curious to discover what the spiritual significance of my time here is, you know?
Definitely. What do you think it might be?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I have a lot of Scorpio in my chart, which is water. So I'm like, did I come here to the desert to dry out a little bit, to let the water, you know, be absorbed into the planet? I don't know. You know, I get like really weird like that. Or, you know, for many, many years now, I've been like you talk about manifesting things, Blonde Jesus. I've been seeing myself in a mid-century modern home. So it's like, okay, well, now I'm in the right location. And I'm actually not too far from, you know, Las Palmas area, which has so many amazing homes. So sometimes, you know, at night I kind of just drive through the neighborhoods that I would love to live in and easily afford to live in. And you have to kind of specify that with the universe because, you know, you can get the things you want, but sometimes, you know, things are off. It's kind of funny. So I don't know. I've been having fun. It's been nice to kind of, I'm like, okay, yes, that house. I found an address of 1111 with a really great house in front of it. So I'm like, okay, yes, that house. I'm going to just keep saying yes to things I want.
I think that's fantastic.
Right. I mean, like, why not? I mean, you know, I think that we're all manifestors. We're all creative. Uh-oh, I'm getting very, like, I'm getting very deep and esoteric now. I mean, you have to swerve me off course if I'm going the wrong way. I mean, my creative colleague Jeff says the character that you play in the web series is actually much more grounded than you in real life. And I think that's kind of, I'm like, really? That is not true. That is not. And then I think to myself, God, maybe he's kind of, he's right. I don't know. So I don't know which Greg is real and which Greg is fabrication. Maybe I think the one, I don't know. Oh, gosh. Anyway, it's also funny. But I don't know. I mean, I'm like, I will never stop believing in serendipity and synchronicity and little, quote unquote, signs and indications from, you know, whatever, from the gods, the universe, whatever. I think, you know, I don't know. Without it, life's kind of dull for me, but I don't know. Maybe we all read things into things we want to read things into. Boy, that was a circular kind of talk, wasn't it? I think I'm getting more excited. Ask me anything now. I'm kind of excited now. I'm a little psychic. What do you want to know? The desert is making me psychic. What can I tell you?
Wow. Wow.
We should have Rebecca call in and have her ask you a question.
You know what? That would be a nice role reversal. In fact, get Rebecca on the phone, have her ask me a question, and I will give her an amazing intuitive response that will blow her away.
Okay. I think I'm going to make your wish come true. Hold on. Rebecca, would you like to ask Greg a question tonight?
I would love to ask Greg a question tonight.
Oh my God, it's Rebecca. God, it's magic. Do you see how that just happened? It's magic.
Well, I told you, Garrett, magic. Garrett is in the wish granting mode tonight, so there you go.
This is magic. We all have magic coming through our phones 24/7, and people don't believe in magic. All we have to do is just not believe Trump is there and he'll disappear, I think.
I almost went off to check that when you made your first wish to see if something had happened. You know, so.
Well, I mean, the more attention you put on something, the more it grows. So I think, I don't know, you know, it's kind of... Anyway, how can I be of service, Rebecca?
Wow. Okay, so I'm like really going to ask you a psychic question.
I love it. I am ready. I have a crystal on me. I am on fire today.
Awesome. I called in on a good night. Okay, so let me see how best to formulate this question.
Okay.
Okay, what do you see happening for me before the end of the year with my business?
What do I see happening for you at the end of the year? Well, the first number that immediately comes up is 3. So I don't know if that's 3 weeks, 3 months, 3-something, the tarot card. Look at tarot cards, 3 of cups. Maybe 3 of cups kind of comes into my mind. 3 of cups or 3 of pentacles. That's kind of cool. Some kind of like a trinity. Something's going to merge and meld and kind of link itself together. So what I see happening, first of all, involves the number 3. You got to investigate the number 3 a little bit more. If you were to look out 90 days ahead from now, where do you want to be? What's like the first, like first place you want to be? And then go 90 days. Maybe that's it. Go 3 months in increments, like 3 months at a time. You know what I mean?
That's
number one. Number one. Let's see what else I see for you. You know what? We all have to get out of our own way. So the more you can do that, the more it'll suit you. What else am I hearing? I love it. This is really working. I really kind of believe this. So there's a different type of platform that's you're going to be moving toward. A different type of platform. I don't know. And probably a broader audience. I think more people will probably hear what you have to say. Not probably. I think they will have to hear what you have to say. And there's a deeper sense of something like personal like self-worth, personal fulfillment. Oh, wow, man, there's a man. Am I really being psychic right now? Let me ask Greg, are you really being psychic? I am. I'm being psychic right now. This is really, really cool because I think this is really authentic. Listen to how fast I'm talking. I don't talk this fast usually. So I think what I sense, what I'm sensing is that, yes, there's something about a man. Probably not the first one, second one. And I would say that's probably July or August. I don't know. These are the hits that kind of come to me. There's something about The Color Purple, not the movie, not Whoopi Goldberg, but the actual Color Purple. And you might want to invest in something orange or red and put it in your Fortune of Blessings corner for feng shui purposes in every portion of your house. Huh. Whew. Boy, that was good for me. Was that okay for you?
That was awesome. I loved it. And I have to tell you, because, Greg, I know that you're all about signs. So I'm actually walking along the canals because I had to go to the store, so I walked. And as soon as you started talking to me, I had a cricket jump in front of my path. And, you know, crickets are good luck. And then I've also had several other crickets singing at me as I've been walking. So, and thank you. Everything resonates completely, just resonates beautifully.
Okay, so I've got to underscore something with an annotation to Greg's thing for you there, because while he was talking, I looked up the Three of Cups on in the tarot card deck here, and Three of Cups
Thank
is
you,
love.
Rob.
Hey, no problem. We're here to support. Love, the pink rose, is the unfoldment of your heart center, symbolized by the nautilus, and blossoming flower. In love, you give of yourself the cup that pours out, and receive of another the cup that accepts. So there you go. Love is in the air.
I love it.
this is really cool. You know, I do tarot readings, actually, and psychometry. But, you know, let's not get things complicated yet. But, wow, so there you go. I hope that illuminates them for you, Miss Rebecca.
It does, and thank you. And I am bowing at you, even though I know you can't see me.
Right on. Right on.
So Rebecca is off to go fall in love. There you go.
Awesome. I'll take it.
It's good. It's good to fall in love. You know, we need to, you know, this is like dream come true time. You know, things are manifesting like really, really quickly. We have to be really mindful of what we're thinking, mindful of what we're feeling, I feel. And it's just a powerful time, you know. I think what doesn't work is going to be more heightened, and what really works is going to be more heightened. So that's why you have hundreds of thousands of people listening to your wonderful music, Garrett. And things are just, you know, it's a manifestation time, especially this month, right? Because there's like two eclipses, one just passed, one's coming up, and spring equinox is coming up. So,
but let me ask you a real spiritual question. Do you feel like there is a yin and yang connection? Why, you know, you made a comment before about the craziness that's going on out there, which I would totally agree with, and yet there seems to be sort of this, you know, we've been through a phase where people have really ratcheted up in terms of enlightenment, but are we getting a dark side that is coming up as well to balance it?
Are you asking me or Rebecca or both of us?
Well, I was at more you, but Rebecca, absolutely great to chime in on that too.
Well,
thank you. Go ahead, Greg.
Well, I personally feel that, this is going to sound weird. I'm not sure Trump is like, I don't sense that he'll get into the White House, but I kind of think that, when crazy things like this happen in the world, it's sort of like spiritual measles. It's like all the stuff that is, I don't know if the word dark or dysfunctional or whatever that doesn't resonate with the highest good, all that stuff kind of comes to the surface so it can get like evaporated out or spit out. You know, it's like when we have a really high fever, and the illness wants to kind of get out of us, we tend to have, you know, like we sweat it out. You know, a lot of times when we have a bad whatever, one of the remedies is, in addition to taking some medicine, whatever, or just sleep it off, but cover yourself up and sweat it out. And then things get out. It perspires out of you. I don't know. I think nature, I think the way the things work, it doesn't seem a surprise to me that such a prominent kind of elevated and truthfully, narcissistic and kind of insane character is coming up and rising up. So that's my loose take on it.
Okay, I have to sum up kind of what you just said, because it was what came to me in terms of interpretation of what you were saying, is that Trump is the spiritual bowel movement of the Enlightenment of the last few years.
Exactly. Somehow we poured spiritual fiber into our digestive system, and now it's that's exactly right. Yes.
Okay, there we go. Just so we were clear.
That's what I think. I don't know.
Rebecca,
yeah, Rebecca might have a more eloquent.
Okay. Well, so in my take on all of it is that everything's more of a frequency thing. You know, as you have more light, you will also have the opposite of that, the yin and the yang. And frankly, a lot of people are angry and frustrated. So you have Trump as an example of somebody who gives everybody an opportunity to be angry, which is beneficial in some ways. Unfortunately, in this particular venue, I don't think it's very beneficial, my personal opinion. But we all will be pushed to the breaking point when we need to release energy that has become overwhelming. And so, you know, when we do that, when we take care of ourselves in our personal lives and we actually allow ourselves to purge whatever we don't need, or we let ourselves get angry and express emotions that are perceived to be less than desirable because everybody wants to be around the fun guy or the happy girl, you know, we have to come back to this balance. And so, you know, I just feel like Trump is kind of an example of, yeah, we've got things vibrating at a higher frequency. We've got a lot of light coming in. But we're also being given an opportunity to transmute to that which is a lower vibration so that we can move it into a higher vibration and hopefully elevate everything and everyone. So that's kind of my take.
Damn, that's hot. What you just said is so hot.
I know. I kind of went from the analogy of Trump to the one you were talking about, Greg, to more of Trump as a boil that is about to pop. And you know, my worry is what happens when it does pop, is what that's going to be like. Because I agree with you, Rebecca. I think that is the anger and everything you're talking about is what is boiling up underneath it.
Well, and unfortunately, you know, we've had this happen historically. It's happened before. You know, if you look at different articles that are being written and even postings on Facebook, you know, we can look at history and that this is history repeating itself. There are a lot of people who are talking about the good old days, but there's always been some bit of unrest, you know, and some of it's been more or less, depending on what's going on in the world and all of that. But I do love your analogy that it's kind of like a boil. for those of us who are seeking a spiritual path and who are trying to hold the space of light for all that is, you know, it's wonderful when we can stay in that place of center and hold that space. I know myself, I have been going through some difficulties with holding my center, and what I have found is that I can't suppress any of my emotions that I construe as, you know, anger, or that I construe as something that's less than desirable to be around. I have to process it immediately. I can't bury anything anymore. My spirit will not handle it. And for somebody like me who's practiced at meditation and yoga and Tai Chi, it's very interesting to be watching myself in this as a detached observer and see that, wow, I can't hold this in. I can't bite my tongue. I have to discuss things in a way that are positive, but I have to speak up. I can no longer sit back and not say anything. And I also think that that's a sign of the times. So we have to fully step into the light. We have to fully be authentic in who we are. And it may not always be a popular opinion. It may not be a popular perspective, but ultimately it's somehow for the highest good when we are offering it as such. So
I totally get that. That's exactly what's going on with me. God, have we met?
I love you.
Well, there you go.
I love
you. Thought love was far away.
I love me too.
That's good. We all need to practice that. You're a great example. Thank you.
Greg, you were saying 3 weeks, 3 months. It was 3 minutes. Who knew?
3 minutes. Well, that was quick.
Yeah,
that was quick.
Oh,
my goodness.
Well, everybody, we have kept Greg twice the legal limit for what we always tell our guests that we would do. Are we still having fun? Is it Greg? I know you took time out of your schedule to be here tonight. So is it okay that we've kept you this long? Do you need to run? Can we keep you for the rest of the hour?
No, I want more questions and I want more attention.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, there we go.
And let me know how I can serve you. I don't know. I mean, I'm here for the ride. I like this. I'm having fun. This has been the best part of my day so far.
Well,
Rob,
unfortunately, we only have one bag left. It's either questions or attention. I'm kidding.
Oh, attention.
It's a joke. It was a joke. Sorry.
Well, it is St. Patrick's Day.
Yes, it is. And for St. Patrick's Day, I want marriage equality in Northern Ireland. There's my wish.
Oh, yes. Yes. Right. Very good.
Yes, we've
got
that one little spot in the British Isles that is like not quite clean yet.
Yes. Yes. What can we do about that, do you think?
Well, hey, I'm turning over to the three of you guys. You guys are the power source here. It's
you're right. We're three blondes. We're three very powerful blondes. I mean, you're powerful too, Rob. But I mean, we're three powerful blondes.
It's like listening to Charlie's Angels.
I know. I feel like Charlie in that scenario, you know, because it's the because I am not the blonde, unfortunately.
I'm
well.
Sarah,
you can be
I'm
John
sorry.
Forsythe any day of the week. That's fine. You can take that.
All right. It won't be the first time that I'm only a voice coming through a box. Let me tell you.
Right.
Well, speaking
right,
of voices coming through a box, Rob, what's happening on your Out in Santa Cruz show this Saturday night?
Actually, Out in Santa Cruz this Saturday night, 7 p.m., in a town that dearly, dearly misses Greg Archer, by the way. We are talking to my friend Steve Metzi and another gentleman about LGBT elders. And what happens to us when we hit that age, especially when we can't take care of ourselves, and how many elders have essentially gone back in the closet when they've had to go into places that was not supportive of who they are. And it's a situation that is not really addressed very often in our youth-obsessed society, but is one that the baby boomers and the baby boomer LGBT people are quickly finding needs to be addressed. So that will be our topic.
So Greg, now that you're in Palm Springs, there's a ton of old folks there. So what are you hearing about topics like that?
There are old folks here? You're kidding me. Really?
I know, in Palm Springs.
We ignore them. We put them away. It's not a problem.
Now, in fact, you know, last night I went to a piano recital, well, not concerto, concert, whatever, at Rancho Mirage Library, and I did not know that it was would be mostly populated by folks that are 65 and over, which was fine. But this woman next to me, her birthday was like her 93rd birthday, and she was sweet. Her name was Ruth. God bless Ruth, wherever she is today. And another lady was like 90, and she only looked like maybe 60. I don't know what she did, but she pointed up to the heavens and she said, "He's my savior." So I kind of thought she was spiritual, you know, religious, whatever. But to answer your question, what am I discovering about what Rob just said, and is it relevant here? You know, I don't know yet. I don't know. I do know that at the center here in Palm Springs, the LGBT Center, which is like a really prominent resource for folks here, and they have services and whatnot, that there's a bunch of things going on, including like 55 plus support groups and things like that. So I'd be curious to see, you know, what I or what unfolds or what I, you know, discover as, you know, the weeks move forward. So, but that it's quite remarkable what you're talking about, Rob.
Yeah, it's a part of the community that does not get addressed very much, and it certainly is a part of the community that does not stand up and speak for themselves. So that falls on us to do it for them.
Yeah, wow. And you're such a change agent in that town too. I mean, it's really wonderful to see what you're doing. It's quite amazing. So, I mean, you know, I hope you see that and realize that.
Well, thank you. I haven't stopped long enough to think about that, but you know, it's thank you.
Go ahead real quick, and I'm going to ask you a question about your magazine job.
Yeah, no, I mean, having lived in the Central Coast for many years and was a part of Santa Cruz community for about 14, I often marvel that those folks within the community that really just were such forward-thinking and, like I said, change agents. And, you know, what you're doing there, Rob, is really quite significant. I think sometimes we kind of move forward and we go about our lives and we don't really know if we're making a positive difference or not, or the difference we want to make. But, you know, from someone who's been there and seen it, and someone who's left it and been in other areas and seen the unique quality of a place like Santa Cruz, it's very evident to me what great work you're doing there. So kudos to you.
Well, I appreciate it. And speaking of magazines, you were certainly, and when I made reference to us missing you, I mean, being editor of the Good Times here has certainly started that conversation a long time ago. And been out there every week, you know, creating ideas and thoughts. And so if I'm a chain agent, it is because I picked up the legacy from someone else. Hint, hint.
Well, that's very sweet of you to say. Thank you. It's nice to hear.
So, Mr. Gregg, in your new role with the magazine that you're working for, remind us again which magazine it's for and what are you doing there, and what can we expect in the next couple of issues?
What am I doing? That's a very deep question. Let's see. How do I answer that? It's Palm Springs Life magazine, and it's as I mentioned, it's just a beautiful magazine. It's like a premier luxury and lifestyle magazine here, and it's really evolved over the last year. It's gone through a major redesign in the last, I think, 6 months, and it's very thick now. And so I've come on board as one of their senior editors, and so I'm you know, doing some work with writing and editing and overseeing the elevation or the transformation of the main magazine's monthly supplement, which is kind of an entertainment / features guide, which lists all sorts of, anything from picturesque on locals or things that are happening to different listings and things like that. So we want to kind of just make it match a little bit more of how the magazine's evolved. And then, you know, I can, you know, I'm attending events and will be more often and doing other things and really getting out there and seeing the community there. And as I mentioned, there's so much going on here. The next issue comes out probably in the next few weeks, toward the end of March, and probably will be online before that. So it's kind of, for now, I have, you know, kind of neat ideas and visions and things like that, which I have to run by some folks over there, but there's a really cool potential to, you know, kind of take things to an interesting place if it can all unravel that way. So,
That would be very. How old is that publication? Because I hate to say this, but it was around when I was in high school, so I know it's got.
Well, it's funny enough. It launched in 1958. I was just having a conversation with someone about this today, and it's 58 years old this year. So it's kind of an interesting double. So it's 58. So in a couple years, 2018, it'll be 60. So. But really amazing legacy. Milt Jones founded it, and he passed away several years ago. Now his wonderful son, who was there before, but now he's the publisher and doing great things. And dynamic group of people, and it's really the magazine's just really grown. I mean, they do many, many specialty publications and are really entrenched in the community here. So it's quite interesting to see and experience. Very, very full environment. Lots going on.
That's super exciting. And it is neat to see something that has a legacy that is also kind of in a renaissance stage itself and kind of reflecting everything that you were saying about the area down there.
Yeah. I have some really cool ideas for how to, I mean, my thing is about connection and connecting to people and whether it's with the magazine or without, I'd love to, like doing it on my own in some way, in addition to what I do with the magazine, I'd like to find a way to highlight, and connect with agents of change. I'm so kind of on that track right now, focusing the spotlight on individuals who are forward thinkers and really doing remarkable work in the world that inspires and pushes new things forward or shifts, creates a sea change in something. I just talked with Janine Roth earlier last week, I believe, and she's, of course, the author, best-selling author of Woman, Food, and God, and so many other books. She wrote a book about money, and she's quite amazing. Or Jace Peoples, who from the entertainment editor at The Advocate, who came out with a children's book about bullying. These people are just doing such incredible things, and they're following like a deeper truth, and it inspires me to do something even bolder and different. And I think for things like that, it requires a different kind of, just maybe a kind of grit and a confidence of moving forward, and maybe not even a confidence, just kind of doing it, So I'm inspired by these people. They just really inspire me. So.
Well, I think you're one of them. I mean, I think they're your people. The one thing with your work that is actually pretty fascinating is how you don't get pinned in any genre, any mode. I mean, it's everything that you do is fresh. And I mean, we can't even imagine what the next Greg Archer project is going to be, the one after the ones that you've been talking about. It will be so completely different than everything you've done before. I mean, that's the only thing we can count on.
Yeah. Well, I can't. Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. I guess very interesting to be in.
I know it drives your mother crazy.
It probably does. I feel like, especially over the last 2 years, I've been riding a magic carpet ride with occasional turbulence, and now I've crash landed down to earth, and it's like, literally, what's going on? That's kind of what the feeling is. It's kind of interesting, but I have a feeling the work that I'll be doing in the future is probably more of a holistic bend. Yeah.
Well, it's all fantastic.
Greg, it's time to wrap things up. Any last words of wisdom about the you and the me that we need to know as new episodes are coming out?
Well, keep in tune with it. We're on Facebook, the you and the me. We're on YouTube, the you and the me. Or you can go to the youandtheme.com to look at all the episodes that are there. Our YouTube channel has them, too. The show is funny, frothy, and fun, but it's kind of deep in some ways, too. It's, there's some really cool underlying messages. You can follow me on Twitter at, Greg_Archer, or go to my website, gregarcher.com. I'd be happy to do tarot readings, too, I also marry people. So does Rebecca, I think.
And so does Rob.
Garrett and I are both authorized to do that, as a matter of fact.
Right. So watch the You and the Me. Tell your friends about it. It's fun. The episodes aren't that long. Thanks for you guys for having me on and spreading the word. And thanks to all the, the folks that are listening to, kind of take a peek if they haven't already and spread the word, too. I'm inspired to see where I'm curious to see where it's going to keep going, because I keep getting really cool hints that something's moving, probably much like you, Garrett, with some of your music and what things you've been doing, too. So it's kind of nice.
Yay. Well, and, the shameless plug will be, if you ever want to use any of my music in your show, all you have to do is give me a call and, I can make that happen.
Okay, season 2, definitely.
There we go. So, Greg,
I love Sweat and Testify. Please,
I know.
Yes.
You've got to hear the remix, because you will totally flip out, because you're going to go, this is so much different than the original. And hopefully you like this too, but it is a completely different sound.
And I remember telling you last year when I first heard it, it was like, I love that song.
Yeah, right on.
I have a feeling this one is, it just has the makings of like a huge, huge hit. I'm very excited about it.
So there we go. Greg, thank you very much for being here. Have a great night. I can't wait to see you and catch up off of the radio. So we'll make a point to do that very, very soon.
I would love that. And Rob, you take care. And Garrett, you take care. And thanks for having me on.
Thanks for being here.
Talk to you later. So, Ron, real quick, we've got about 2.5 minutes left. Refresh us again what's happening this Saturday night at 7 o'clock.
This Saturday night at 7 o'clock, we've got Steve and Dominic coming on to talk about LGBT seniors. They've actually done a study locally of the situation, and they're going to share insights from that nobody has heard yet. I'm really proud that we're doing that, actually, because it is an important conversation that nobody's having.
There you go. You make radio that's important to listen to every Saturday night. Out in SantaCruz.com. And you can hear that show live at 7 o'clock. Tomorrow on the Friday Night Dance Party live at 7 o'clock, we've got Oleg Frisch. He is a Russian TV radio personality based in New York City. He's got a new album out, Duets with All of My American Idols. And it has tons of great standards and classics on here. 2 weeks in a row with that type of music. So I think you'll enjoy hearing from Oleg tomorrow at 7 o'clock. And then bright and early on Saturday morning, I don't know what in the heck I'm thinking, Paul, in mass, but we are doing our popular Saturday morning show called Super Gay Radio, and it's an uncensored hour, not fit for little kids' ears, and even sometimes makes my ears blush. But we'll be having another live show taking your calls and discussing whatever we talk about. We've talked about RuPaul's Drag Race for the last couple of weeks, and who knows what's going to be in store this coming Saturday morning at 8 a.m. Pacific time. Also, if you happen to be in the Southern California area and want to come meet me this weekend, Saturday after the show at 10 a.m., SCWA, Southern California Writers Association, is having their March meeting at the Claim Jumper in Fountain Valley off of Brookhurst. If you're a budding writer or creative type and would like to meet cool people who write and are just fun to know, go to the meeting. I think it's around $20 for the meeting. It might be a little bit more, but you get breakfast, you get to hear a great guest speaker, and you'll get a chance to meet with me. If I have my camera with me, we'll even take a cool picture. So that's what's happening on this front. If you like the show, make sure to tell your friends. We are getting a great feedback about Rob's show with me here on Rated LGBT Radio Thursday nights. We love doing this. We want to hear from you. Who would you like to have as guests? Who do you want to have as topics? We would love your input because we do this show for you, not just so we can hear ourselves talk for an hour, because we can do that off the phone after the show every night. So follow the show, spread the good word, and we will see you back live tomorrow night on the Friday Night Dance Party. Thank you for being here. Rob, thank you very much, my friend.
Thank you.
Talk to you later. Bye.
You've been listening to Rated G Radio.